bring something up before we talk about your favorite mine, Karl Marx?
We can talk about whatever you want. It's our Wednesday Wisdom Wednesday segment. So
I wanted to bring this up last time, but sure. I couldn't figure out the right angle. It would have done violence to your train of thought, I think. But
that's not hard to do.
Amazon.com has offended St. Benedict Center, and I don't know if you were aware of this, but I'm reminded of it by what you said a few moments ago about Amazon.com, and you know everybody should quit Amazon.com, even Mrs. Church. And we're going to quit Amazon.com entirely. It's going to take us a while to pull out because there are certain things it's complicated. We also use some of their digital services for our own online store, which has massive files on it.
Sure,
so it's going to be hard for us to pull out completely, but we're going to do it eventually. The problem is this is what they did. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. St. Benedict Center is a 501c3 nonprofit.
Sure.
Immaculate Heart of Mary School, which we run here on our little campus at St. Benedict Center, is also a 501c3 nonprofit, a separate entity. The when Amazon Smile came out, they had this thing basically saying, okay, everyone who's a 501c3 nonprofit is eligible to sign up, and you can get a percentage of all sales. So it's like 0.005% or something like that. So the idea is that you're going to get all your friends and benefactors to buy their stuff, not through Amazon.com, but through smile.amazon.com, and list your charity, which is actually, it has to be listed on Amazon.com's site to be chosen. So we're gonna let you select which charity you want to benefit, and every purchase you make is gonna benefit them. So
right.
it's great for Amazon, right? I mean, it means people buy Amazon and they think they're helping their charity. So we were doing this. Now I didn't advertise it heavily, but we were using it ourselves, and all of our purchases were benefiting. And there were a few other people who were doing it, who were buying through Smile. Some people who might be listening right now. We're doing that because I think some of your listeners were actually making their Amazon purchases to benefit us through Smile.
Okay.
Well, a couple days ago, over a week ago now, a gentleman sent me an email saying, hey, what's up? I got this message. And he sent me a screenshot of the message, basically saying that St. Benedict Center, Inc. is no longer listed with Amazon Smile. So I figured two things. First, oh, it must be some mistake. And then I said, no, I know what it is. It's the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now that was my like dark, you know, fear that was the cynical thing, you know.
Your gut reaction.
Yeah, and then I went and checked it out, and I sent. Sure enough, we it wasn't a mistake. We were actually denied. I sent a note without being notified, by the way. I sent an email to I went to their. Communication form, their feedback form, specifically for charities that benefit through Smile. And I said, what's up? I wasn't notified. And for no reason, apparently, we've been discontinued. So the guy writes me very frankly, he says, well, we depend upon the Southern Poverty Law Center to help us to identify groups that are not eligible to benefit from the Smile program. So I wrote him back and basically said, you know, this is a hate group. you're listening to an organization that goes around and defames reputable organizations like my own. So of course I didn't get a reply.
Of course not.
The interesting thing, Mike. This is the interesting thing. There was no another friend of mine, another benefactor of ours. Wrote them and said, what's up? I've been trying to benefit this organization, and you pulled them. And when they replied to this gentleman, they said they're no longer eligible to receive benefits. Please contact the organization to find out more. In other words, they're not telling individuals who inquire that it's the Southern Poverty Law Center, but they're telling the organizations. It's almost like they're embarrassed. And then I was Google searching it. Sorry, I was using Google, but I was searching it. And I found no mention that Amazon put out a press release saying we're now partnered with the great Satan, the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's almost like they're embarrassed, but they're doing it. And then, but as I was Googling it, I discovered that the Southern Poverty Law Center did a thing on how YouTube and Amazon.com and all these other tech giants are benefiting hate groups. So basically what they did was they shamed, they hate shamed Jeff Bezos and, you know, Eric Schmidt and all these tech giants into saying, okay, well, don't write articles like that on us anymore. You tell us what groups are hate groups and we'll unplug them.
Really?
So now they give the keys to their own city, to the Southern Poverty Law Center. So this $477 million non-poor poverty center, which is an ideologically driven fundraising organization which hates Christianity.
Yep, sure does.
They're going around judging who can benefit from these things and who can put their stuff up on YouTube. Anyway, I thought you should know that because this is not commonly known. I wrote it up on Catholicism.org, but of course, you know, our audience isn't exactly massive.
Well, let me tell you that Mrs. O'Connell in the other room just shook her head in the studio door and goes, I buy all of my stuff on Amazon. I'm trying to get her to stop and give Brother Andre St. Benedict Center credit to the Smile program. So you have a user, someone that was doing this in the house, brother.
There you go. I mean, so if she goes to Smile, she'll get a note saying you can no longer benefit this group. You have to pick another charity.
In our chat room at MikeChurch.com, which people are defecting out of, like the Southern Poverty Law Center is watching us.
But
you can
sorry,
Mike. Yeah, you can repopulate it if you'd like at MikeChurch.com. Click Mike Church Show Live Chat. Aaron says, I was one who was using the Smile program to benefit St. Benedict Center. I bet you got a couple of hundred Crusade Channel listeners who had selected that program. I know that I knew about it, but as I said, I don't. Now, what I do with Amazon now is, I use it like it's my old-fashioned when I was a little kid, when you and I were children. We're about the same age. My mother and your mother, Miss Eleanor, had a Sears Roebuck catalog or a Spiegel catalog. You could thumb through that when you're a kid. You're like, wow, look at all this cool stuff I don't have. Well, I use Amazon for like a Spiegel catalog. I go looking for something. I find it. I find out who the manufacturer is. And then I buy it from them. Or I buy it from a local retailer if I can. What I find out, and this is what is disturbing to me, you know, the robotic impulses of the American Shersons out there, quite frankly, are shocking and scary. Our neighbors can be cowed into doing anything that another neighbor did without even considering what it is that they're doing. There are many people who have now just totally bailed on the idea that their vocation is their vocation. Now they are basically a sub-utility of the public utility that Amazon is going to become. They don't even sell retail, online, or wholesale anymore. They only sell to Amazon or through Amazon.
Yeah, and it is kind of scary because what's going to happen, unless, of course, Donald Trump actually really does succeed in going after them and applying antitrust laws to them, which I understand antitrust laws haven't been applied to tech giants for like since like the 90s. But the unless that happens, what I'm predicting and what I'm seeing happen, I mean, why would what's his name, the Facebook guy, Zuckerberg. Why would he have to testify before Congress? I understand it has something to do with his business practices and information and so forth. But the idea here is, there's this nexus of big government, big tech, big media, and these hangers-on, like the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center has no legal authority. It has no
–
it's not a part of government.
Nope.
But the thing is, they become part of the oligarchy that runs things. And you get this – and this is not a conspiracy theory because it's all naked and open. These people – are actually giving government, like the think tanks that surround Washington that you're always talking about and how disgusting they are.
Crane City,
the SPLC is hardly a think tank, but they're like it. It's an organization that's something of a hanger-on that juxtaposes between the big business, especially now big tech.